Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The planet Tau Ceti was a very nice place to live. The soil was rich and there were all sorts of animals, some a little like the ones on Earth, some very different indeed, and the temperature was just like Goldilocks porridge, not too hot and not too cold. It was just perfect. The crops thrived and everything was lovely. Or it was, before a very strange thing began to happen. Over a matter of weeks, then months, the weather began to change. Or rather, the temperature did. It became warmer and warmer, and hotter and hotter, and that, of course, led to a number of worrying things happening. The lakes began to dry up, and the soil cracked, and the crops just wouldn't grow. Now, this wasn't a seasonal thing. With a perfect orbit, the planet didn't have summers and winters. It was always the same. And, like I said, happily, it was usually not too hot and not too cold. It had been for thousands and millions of years, and so this was very puzzling. A grand assembly was called in the biggest city, and everyone came along to try and work out what was happening.
"Maybe it's an enchantment or witchcraft, something magical," shouted someone.
The crowd scoffed. Clearly, this was a ridiculous suggestion.
"Maybe it's global warming," said someone else.
And again, this was ridiculous. The planet recycled absolutely everything. No harmful chemicals were permitted in any place, and there was absolutely no pollution anywhere. Can you imagine? A little girl raised her hand, and the president knocked on the table with his gavel.
"Everyone must have their chance to speak,"
she gulped and tried to speak up.
"I know what the trouble is. Our shadows have disappeared," she said.
There was a murmur and some laughter, and then a ripple went through the assembly. People looked left and right, ahead and behind themselves, and sure enough, there were no shadows to be seen. It was really, really strange. A young astronomer came forward.
"Well, in this case, it must be shadow bandits."
"Shadow bandits?"
No one had heard of such a thing. There was silence in the hall, and then, I'll be honest, a few giggles. What on earth was a shadow bandit?
"Are they even a thing? It sounds sort of made up," said the president.
There were more sniggers from the crowd. Another scientist pushed his glasses up his nose and came forward, clearing his throat.
Theoretically, yes, anything is possible.
"They are real," said the astronomer, whose name was Arabella. "And I tell you something else, we've seen suspicious activity on the planet Bandanga. It's got noticeably cooler over the last year, and if you want my opinion, that's because that's where they're coming from. They're stealing our shadows."
Bandanga was in another solar system, a very long way away. It was too hot and dusty to bother with, usually.
"But how do you steal a shadow? I mean, how does that even work?"
a voice shouted out from the gathered throng. "We've known for a while that the Bandangarians are strange folk. They don't seem to exist in quite the same dimension that we do. And as you know, anything is possible in an infinite universe." No one could really argue with that, although someone who thought they were clever pointed out that an infinitive universe could just be infinitive blackness or infinitive ponies. It didn't mean dimension jumping thieves had to be a thing. But the government had made up its mind. The time for talking was over. It was time to take action. A consignment of scientists was sent in a delegation to find out if indeed shadow bandits from Bandanga were responsible for the matter, and they flew to the strange glowing orb of a planet the very next week. Six suns circled Bandanga in such a way that no shadows were ever cast, and as you can imagine, six suns generated quite a lot of heat. For this reason, the inhabitants of Tau Ceti didn't tend to visit much. It would be like you or I going on holiday to the desert. But the scientists were surprised on arrival at how much more pleasant the climate had been since their last visit. There were lush green forests and lakes where no such things had existed before.
They approached the Bangdagrian council and offered the usual good tidings and gifts before getting down to business. So this is a bit awkward, but we have reason to believe that you have sent shadow bandits to Tau Ceti. Will you admit it? The Bandangrians looked rather shifty, as if they were going to deny it. But then, after a long pause, came clean. All right, so what if we did steal a few shadows? Our planet is too hot, but shadows are so blissfully cool. We were just fed up with always being sweltering and sweaty.
So it was you!
We couldn't help it. There was no other way for us to survive. We just slipped through the interdimensional portals and mopped a few up.
A few? You've taken the lot! And don't you see that you're creating the same problems for us? Without our shadows, our planet will become too hot like yours. Soon, we will be the desert that you used to be. And anyway, we thought you liked it being hot. You never seemed bothered before. Well, there's hot and too hot, you know?
The Tau Cetians had to admit that the planet was a lot more pleasant than it had been, and greener and lusher and, well, somewhere that might make a very nice holiday destination. They had to stop the bandits. But how? The Bandagarians refused to say that they'd stop, and so after an awkward pause, the Tau Cetians had to admit defeat and make their way home. Another public assembly was held, with everyone trying to come up with an idea of how on earth the problem could be solved. A very hot public assembly, which made people get all tetchy at each other and interrupt and shout a lot. The president knocked his gavel on the table and insisted on quiet. The small girl, who had noticed the shadows had gone, had raised her hand.
Let the child speak. Chances are she'll make as much sense as the rest of you rabble. Now quiet and down.
Reluctantly, the noise abated and the girl spoke up at once.
Well, shadows aren't just for people, are they? Things have shadows too. And we can make new things. We can make an enormous thing, a huge statue or a pyramid or obelisk that would stretch to the sky. Then we could let the Bandagarians take its shadow to cool and then leave us alone.
Well, everyone agreed that this was a very good suggestion, and the Tau Ceti Presidential Committee sent word to the Bandagarians that if the Tau Cetians were to build an enormous pyramid, and if they permitted holidaymakers from Tau Ceti to visit what was now a very comfortable and beautiful planet, would they please and most kindly stop stealing any other shadows that they might come across. After a pause of several weeks, the Bandagarians must have been discussing matters between themselves, and whilst Tau Ceti continued to heat up, word came back. It was a deal. And so work began on an enormous structure, a faceted stone monument over a mile in height and with contours that threw shadows in all directions depending on the time of day. Except no shadows were ever cast. The Bandagarians slid through the dimensions to soak up the enormous shadows from the monument and took them back to their planet to cool their dusty air. And the people and animals, right down to the smallest mouse or mouse-like creature, found that they had their own shadows back once more. And Tau Ceti, once again, became a pleasant place to be. And Lillian, the little girl who came up with the idea, became one of the first guests to visit Bandanga, which was now a very up-and-coming holiday resort. She enjoyed splashing in the cool lakes and exploring the forests, and the climate was just like Goldilocks porridge. It was not too hot and not too cold. It was just perfect.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.